We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's okay for you to celebrate a win, but little Johnny's
console
over there.
Console the other kid.
We played hopscotch when we were kids.
I used to swim naked with him in the local Y.
So if you don't have your quarterback out there, everything else kind of stagnates.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
Great.
Because I'm giving up mine.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
No, Matt. Matt trying to get slick, Molly.
Ass for always ass. I mean, I know I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Hey-o!
Julian Edelman is one of the guys that is just through years of conversation here and there where guys, you know.
You're telling me that people have been thinking this way about Julian for a long time?
Julian Edelman's been, there's a lot of people that, yes, they've been suspect of Julian Edelman.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're going to get to that Stephen A. Smith stuff later, because there's a bottom feeder, then there's a bottom feeder. He's the other bottom feeder. We're going to get to all of that. We got to get to Francesa as well, because I don't know if you know this, but yesterday on his very radio program, his ratings apparently are coming right back up now that he's returned to the Fan in New York. He's invented something that nobody apparently was aware that existed. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. But talking about Stephen A., let's get to his buddy, Max Kellerman. The Kyrie Irving thing was hysterical. I watched the entire press conference yesterday. He did it, obviously, promoting the movie. He was doing it at a hotel in Boston. Said nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing that any player in his predicament would say or not say. He did exactly what you're supposed to do. And yet, people are interpreting it in more bizarre ways than ever. This is Max.
Danny Ainge should look to trade Kyrie Irving. The Celtics have a lot of young, cheap parts. And they could also move him for a part that, even if it's as expensive, may be someone who's committed to being there.
What is it about his statement that makes you say Danny Ainge should move?
Kyrie came on this show talking about, I want to blossom as a player, as if I'm paraphrasing and such. And you know what? He wound up in a position
exactly
where he was right. Mm-hmm. He has his best chance in Boston. You practically have the perfect team around you. They got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals without you or Gordon Hayward. Mm-hmm. Who in his position wouldn't say, yes, this is where I want to be? Only someone who has serious thoughts of not being there. Or else you would say, I want to be here. For that reason, Danny Ainge should be looking to move him, not for a bunch of little parts, for something like him, mm-hmm. whether that's Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard or some megastar that might be available, even if it's a three-team trade. Mm-hmm. He needs to seriously consider that.
These guys, is this the first time they've ever heard an NBA player with a year left on his present contract say, no, it doesn't make financial sense for me
to do
an extension? Draymond Green said the exact same thing, Max. He said the exact same thing. Did Draymond Green come out yesterday or the day before and say, I absolutely want to re-sign with an extension right now with the Golden State Warriors? They just want another ring. Why didn't he say it? Because it's stupid. Because you lose $86 million if you try to sign an extension with a year left on your contract. Kyrie Irving would have had to give up $86 million.
So I was looking at it. Apparently, it's like because the Celtics are over the cap, an extension, he can only make 120% of what he's making now, which is just over 20.
Right.
So he could only sign for $24 million, a four-year deal, $24 million. If he waits it out and maxes it out, he could sign a five-year deal for $190 million. So it's 82.
Only from million. The Celtics, though.
Is it 82, only from the 82 million difference?
But he'll make more 82. Than 24 from any other team. It's just a four-year deal. The five-year deal comes from the team you're on. But he would only be able to sign a four-year deal for $24 million. This has been going on now for the last 3 or 4 years.
Sure has.
Every single existing free agent saying, maybe I'll sign an extension. Well, it makes no financial sense to sign an extension because you can't make as much money.
This is just dumb.
Everyone.
And I saw it yesterday on Twitter after Kyrie was talking, and I'm sitting there watching this thing, and I'm saying, he's saying exactly what he should be saying. And first of all, you guys tell me. You've been professional athletes. you're a year away from that contract. Anything can happen in a year. He said nice things. I heard him in an interview that he did with DJ Bean last night on NBC Sports Boston. I love being a Celtic. I love being here. I love all. He said all the right things. But he's not going to sit there and commit to a contract because he has to negotiate next year.
So because he didn't just unbelievably just give his undying support and devotion to the Celtics, Danny Ainge should trade him. Because Danny Ainge rescued you. You were on a life raft, raft with LeBron James, and you weren't going anywhere. I plucked you out of the water. I saved your life, and I gave you a new life, huh? A life for a life, and that life is a new life. This is Max Kellerman with his hot takes over and over again.
Basketball
version of the cliff.
Christian, because he makes a fortune doing these shows. Nobody, they don't get great audiences.
No, because you have all these guys now have these opt-outs, right? Correct. Durant's got one this year. It's correct. Whatever player option.
Yep.
So, we're hearing rumors that Kevin Durant won't pick up his player option. He's not committed to Golden State? No, he is. Yeah, but he's just making it. He's just a smart guy. He's going to make more money doing it this way.
Could go to L.A.
Guys, why would
you opt out and go to L.A. with LeBron?
Why would Kyrie Irving come out yesterday and say, you know what, I'm going to be a Celtic forever? Why is he going to say that? There's no need for him to do that, okay? I'd rather him say, if he was going to say something radical, I would have rather him step to the microphones yesterday and say, I finally realized that the earth is round, okay, and it's not flat.
I was kidding.
That's still
groundbreaking.
That is still really out there. When somebody says that we don't have proof, we absolutely have proof, then you must be skeptical of everything in life if you don't believe that the earth is actually round. But everything Kyrie Irving said yesterday was perfectly normal. What about the LeBron stuff? When he was talking about LeBron, somebody asked him about LeBron. Do we have that? Listen to that.
Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot. So, we'll see what management decides.
So, what else should he? So what else should he have said? Now my guess is there is no freaking way he's going to play with LeBron James. There's no freaking way he's going to want. Matter of fact, that is exactly what he might be doing here. That he might not be saying that he wants to sign this contract with Boston a year from now, because I don't know what this crazy Danny Ainge is going to do. Suppose he brings LeBron in. He brings LeBron, I'm out. All right, but he's careful in how he deals with it. Yesterday, this is a smart guy. He's careful in the way he deals with it. Management's going to make that decision. He's not committing either way. And if he had said something negative, then he would have opened up Pandora's box to people firing back at him with LeBron. What did he do wrong in this thing yesterday? And yet I'm watching Twitter and people are all, oh, he's not committed. Oh, they got to think about trading him. Here's the other one for Max Kellerman. You guys tell me. So Kyrie is coming back from a knee problem that some people probably are a little bit concerned about. So if you're another team, what are you going to give the Boston Celtics when you know you got Kyrie Irving for 1 year? He hasn't even committed to Boston. How is he going to commit to you? Right? And don't give me the New York Times story or give me the stuff about the Knicks. Because he's going to say that in New York. He's going to say one thing in Boston. He loved being in Cleveland. All right? And by the way, said the exact same things in the last year before he signed a deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers, a new deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But if you're another team, are you going to give a boatload, like Max Kellerman says, for a guy that's got a knee problem? He's only got 1 year. You're going to rent the player for a year.
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, it would depend on, if you were the Boston Celtics right now, say he was on another team, you had an opportunity to get Kyrie Irving here for a year, I think that you'd probably do it with the idea of you like the way this thing is going. You talk to the player, you tell him what's around him, Brad Stevens, he meets with him, and the idea is, yeah, he's here, and we can give him more money next year, and most likely he would stay. Now, if you're Sacramento Kings and you trade for his ass, good luck trying to convince him to stick around for a long-term deal.
Exactly. And Boston, by the way, if you're looking at incentives for Kyrie, he's going to get to play now with Gordon Hayward next year with these young players. You expect this team is going to be pretty damn good next year, and you expect that he's going to be the guy because he's got a lot of, Gordon Hayward is going to be a more passive player in their offense. When I say passive, he's going to score an awful lot, but he doesn't have to be the guy, the leader. Your guy, Al, is willing to blend in with the wallpaper.
He's happy to take four shots a game.
Right. And you wonder.
Set screens.
Yeah, you wonder how the kids are going to react because the kids got an opportunity to be in center stage, and now they're going to have to be stage right, stage left. So we'll see how that goes. But it looks like it's going to be a really good situation for Kyrie Irving. And on top of that, Boston can give him close to $50 million more than any other team can in the deal. They can give him an added year onto the deal.
You know what the problem is? Is that
they can give him more money.
The NBA, the finances, and the contracts have changed a little bit, right? In the last 5-6 years?
They have.
And I think Boston, we're not used to the superstar negotiating. Because we're just, you know, trying to get like just anybody that would just want to play and give an opportunity to play for so long. You finally have a superstar, but this is how it works. Go look at how it worked with everybody, whether it's Durant, whether it's Westbrook out in Oklahoma City, right? All of these, this is how it works. They get to that final year, and they'll sign a deal. I won't be surprised if he signed some 5-year deal, and there's an opt-out after one or two. I mean, I have no idea, but this is what the superstars do now in this league. They don't commit. They don't sign extensions. They wait till they're a free agent. They maximize their dollars, and you know, hopefully nothing changes, and he'll be here for the next 6 years.
It's called leverage, Mont.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. That's what guys do. You create a little bit of a market. You make the Celtics go out of their way for you. They need you. You're going to be the guy. But I'm not shocked that Twitter overreacts to it. Oh, my God, he said he's not coming to Boston. He's not going to stay in Boston. And I get that. But nationally, ESPN, these shows, these guys are going on the air. Danny Ainge has got to trade him away. He doesn't want to stay there. He doesn't want to be in Boston. Ludicrous. And I don't blame Kyrie Irving for sitting there saying, I hope I'm only asked the question once a day. Don't blame him for saying that.
Should we go to break right now? Because I got a little tease.
No, go ahead. Tease.
All right, we got a little tease.
Go ahead, tease.
So a prominent NBA reporter just dropped a little nugget on your Boston Celtics that might throw you for a little bit of loop.
Good.
We'll talk about that next.
Ooh, wow. That is the tease.
So you go
does,
to break.
He does good tease.
You're supposed to go to break. You play the music now. You don't talk. Tease.
Paul, I don't understand. Talking, what were you waiting for?
Because Glenn always wants to get the last
word. Well, shut Glenn up.
No, let's play the music.
Shut him up.
Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier. Three guys who are always on the same page.
You know what Tommy Heinsohn said?
Do, take it back.
And I know the Celtics are going to sit there and say, no, because we're hoarding like
I didn't hear a word he says.
It's Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, Lou was referring to a piece just out by Adrian Wojnarowski. Pretty good with the stuff. Credible source, right?
Credible guy.
He got a little blue
right?
check mark
Adam
next
Schefter
to his name.
The NBA. Yep.
Pretty good at the stuff.
So you believe everything he says.
It's a whole piece on Kawhi Leonard and the fractured relationship between Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs. Can it be repaired? And deep into the article, he has a little tidbit here that deals with your Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics made a trade offer to San Antonio before the February deadline, but the Spurs turned it down and never made a counter proposal, league sources said. San Antonio wasn't willing to discuss deals for Leonard in February. So far this spring, the Spurs remain resistant to trades. If reconciliation talks don't go well with Leonard, San Antonio has time to reconsider that stance. For example, Boston has the most appealing assets, starry young players, and Sacramento's number one protected 2019 first-round pick. Only 4 months since the trading deadline, the Celtics find themselves in a different organizational space. GM Danny Ainge can stay on course with forwards Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown on rookie contracts, sparring Boston the financial pressure of re-signing two maximum contract players with injury histories, Kyrie Irving and Leonard, in 2019. Boston could still consider Leonard on a distressed discounted deal the way it secured Irving last summer, but that has become a far less likely scenario than keeping its young core.
So my thing is this. So in February, Danny Ainge inquired, or as he put it, made a trade offer to San Antonio. If Danny Ainge is making a trade offer for Kawhi Leonard in February, why isn't he doing it now?
Two reasons, I think. One.
But why wouldn't he do it now?
Well, because
I think he's still interested in it.
Well, he might be, but I would say two things that I'd be concerned with. The stability of Kawhi Leonard. This thing's bizarre. And even players have talked about it.
Bizarre in February.
But Well, not as bizarre as it is now.
Maybe not as bizarre, but it was still bizarre.
Well, he wasn't cleared to play until March, late March.
Yeah.
And when he was cleared to play, he wasn't ready to play. He had opportunities, and most of the players were rolling their eyes, claiming that he should be out there playing. And the second one is that my guess is the guy that would have gone in the way of the trade is Jaylen Brown. If you're trying to look at a player that most resembles Kawhi Leonard's game, it would be Jaylen Brown, right? Not Tatum. Tatum's a different player. So you trade Jaylen Brown, you trade the Sacramento pick and whatever to get that pick. Jaylen Brown, the second half of the season, Danny might be looking at him differently, especially when he's a lot cheaper than what it's going to cost you for Kawhi Leonard.
I don't know if he looks at him differently. I mean, I think he thinks he was always a very good player. He showed well in the postseason, and because he showed well in the postseason, maybe in using him to get Kawhi Leonard, you don't have to give as much up with him as well as Jaylen Brown because he played.
Now he's proven that he's worth a lot more.
His stock has gone up.
Yeah,
so now if it was like Kawhi Leonard for Jaylen Brown and Sacramento and this and that and this, you take a couple things off that list because Jaylen Brown showed well.
Yeah, maybe San Antonio now they're having. Well, maybe they're not, but you could sit there and look at the way he played and say, God, man, we should have grabbed that as we can because we can't fix this relationship because that's really what it's come to.
I mean,
down
as far
to,
as the contract goes, he's making $18.8 last year. He's making $20 this year, and then he's a free agent.
He actually has a player option, right.
Yeah.
He won't take the player option.
No, he won't take the player option. Right. So you're willing to rent him for a year and a half with the idea of maybe keeping him long term. Does that change now that it's just a year? Would Danny do it last year to make a run?
So if you remember like 2 weeks ago, San Antonio came at Kawhi Leonard and apparently made him an offer, trying to get him in that expansion offseason.
The extension that we're talking about that nobody ever takes.
No, but what they were doing is they were willing to give him an opt-out after the first year of that deal so that he could reset the table and then he could get the Supermax contract deal out of it. So they were willing to play games with him, and I don't know what happened there, whether it was him or they got cold feet or what it was. So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to increase the value of Kawhi Leonard because the value of Kawhi Leonard is still as a rent-a-player. They're trying to get him under a long-term contract. Maybe they don't even want to keep him, but they want to be able to create some value. Because my guess is that the Danny offer probably wasn't great in February, Lou.
It probably sucked.
Right.
You're probably sitting there going, okay, here's a perfect time. They don't want him. He's being an ass.
Yeah.
Let me just test the waters.
Yeah.
The question did they counteroffer?
Wojnarowski says no.
There wasn't. But the point is do you think that Danny Ainge puts a lot of thought into bringing in a certain individual about how he fits, where he fits, what the future looks like with this certain guy? Or do you think he just says, let's just see if I can make a run?
No, I think that's part of it. But so
there's a lot of research.
I also think he lowballs everybody.
But I'm just saying a lot of research goes into the player.
Yeah,
a lot of work goes into the player.
That's understood.
So you think he just crumbles up that paper and throws it away? Or do you still believe he thinks he can make it work? And this player, there's a reason why he went after him in the first place.
I think this is a lot like what you see Belichick do of players that he scouts, that he brings in during the drafting process, that he monitors during like a joint practice. And that he admires them, he likes them, he knows that they fit. He's just waiting for the right moment to let it happen.
So he doesn't
partner.
You think he doesn't like him anymore?
No, of course. I think he loves him. Yeah. I don't think you just kind of throw that out there knowing that it's going to get out.
So I don't think it's over.
No, I'm sure there's, I think, certain situations. So how does it happen? The report is that San Antonio, they want to keep him. They want to work it out. They want to do something. They want to do something long term. They just got there's a splinter right now with their relationship. So how do we fix it?
Okay, so should the Spurs come out and say we don't want to keep him?
Right.
No, I mean of course not. But you don't think they want to keep him?
Yeah, but they may.
See, I think they do want to keep
him. I don't.
Him.
I think last year some of the reports like Popovich.
Wow.
Wanted nothing to do with him.
Went into the way back.
They didn't even want him around.
Even after they had a one-on-one dinner, they sat and talked, and
Popovich pissed.
Went and had a meeting with him, like a sit-down. Hey, listen, we're gonna protect you. He's making it work. He wants it to work. Why would you not want it to work? At what point in time do you realize that personality? There's no way it's ever gonna work. Maybe they're there now.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they're not just going to give up the player.
But Christian, it makes all the sense in the world. Even if you're San Antonio and you know the player has lost it, maybe he's physically, mentally weak. You're concerned about him. It makes more sense to embrace him. get him into a long-term contract so that you can deal him away now. So even if they don't want him, it still makes sense for San Antonio to draw him in.
And then get the control back.
Right.
Which is probably an option also, of course.
And yet they're trying to do that extension, and players aren't going to pick up that extension. Now, they were willing to apparently work it out where he had another opt-out and he could come back and redo it. And a lot of players are doing that. We saw Chris Paul last year. We're seeing what players are doing right now. They're getting very creative with this stuff. But it's an interesting one when you think about it. My guess is that it probably was Jaylen Brown. It probably was that first-round draft pick, and it was probably a bunch of other stuff. At the time, they did not have Monroe, right? So they had some... Right? Is that correct? So they had some money to play with. They had a trade. Did they have a trade exception at the time? I can't remember. So there was some stuff they probably could do, and that might have been it, Lou. They had a window in which Danny felt he could actually do something there. And he had Jaylen Brown that if I'm San Antonio, I'm looking and saying this could be quiet.
That's a total hostile takeover. Like company, it's like you kind of compare it to like a company that's bleeding money, and they just, hey, listen, it's a perfect opportunity to make him an offer.
Did Danny not do that with Cleveland with Kyrie? He knew that Kyrie wanted out, and what did he do?
Yeah, but
nobody saw that coming.
But I would say that was a little less publicized as what's going on with Kyrie.
Yeah,
Caillou. Can we call him Caillou?
Oh, is that the little
bald-headed dude that I used to hate? My kids would watch.
Who never got beyond like 7 years old?
No, he's still the same age. Yeah. His hair never grew. Oh. Not as publicized, not as contentious, I would say.
No, but Danny, going back to what Lou said, Danny's doing the legwork behind the scenes, trying to find out what's going on with Kawhi.
But I'm saying it's a lot of work going into the player.
Yeah.
Whether he wants him or not. You don't just wake up one day and say, oh, Kawhi's having problems, let's bring him in. Well, let's make an offer. You put a lot of legwork in before you make an offer, and an offer was made. This is a trade offer was made.
Yep.
So he's willing to part with certain guys. And you can sit there and say that these guys showed in the postseason. To me, all that means is that, okay, their value went up as an asset. So now I don't have to give up the Memphis pick to go along with Sacramento and Jaylen Brown or Marcus Smart or whatever. You take one player off. You take one pick off. If he's interested in the player, I'm saying he's still interested in the damn player. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, the question.
In other words, he's not satisfied with the roster he has.
Yeah, but the question is, we know that. I don't think Danny's satisfied with the roster he has right now. He's looking at it. He still has to be Golden State. And I know that everybody's in La La Land here, and they suddenly think that Kyrie Irving comes back and Gordon Hayward comes back, and suddenly, whoa, we're going to zip right through Golden State. And they get crazy. I think they're still a ways away. They're closer with those guys, no question about it, but they're still a ways. But what was Danny willing to give up at the trading deadline? That's the other thing. See, I don't think he was going
to
trade.
I bet he's willing to give up a lot more than you thought, or that Celtics fans want to realize, because you're not giving up Kawhi Leonard unless you're giving up one of the kids and some picks.
Okay, so but that's what I think. But that would make sense to me to give up one of those kids, or maybe even two of the kids, to do that and a draft pick or whatever. But he's not trading. Irving, he's not trading Hayward.
See, I love seeing stuff like this. I mean, it's because you realize the type of player that you're shooting for. You're not shooting for the mid-level guy, vet that used to be a top-tier guy. You need the top-tier guy at the right age. That's who he is, because you can't – the more you watch the other games, and I mean, sorry, really the only one team out there that's just beating the crap out of everybody and will continue to do so. You realize you need bigger guns. And so, I mean, with the right mix of youth and, glue, you always need glue.
Need glue.
To keep any great team together. You can't go without the glue. So that to me is, I like seeing that type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I know Kawhi's got a ton of question marks, right? Health, we don't know what the hell's going on in his head. You hear the stories about he's got the wrong people around him advising him and causing all sorts of issues with him.
Strange dude. Yep.
But, I mean, you throw a healthy Kawhi Leonard with Kyrie Irving. Gordon Hayward.
Pretty good.
Average Al.
Yep.
Tatum coming off the bench or whatever the hell Tatum is, starting, whatever you want to do.
I'm proud of you.
That's pretty damn good. And I know Jaylen Brown's a very good player, and I like watching him play, but that's pretty damn good. You're replacing Jaylen Brown. I don't know if Jaylen's going to be a top 10 player in the league.
You don't know.
Top 5 player in the league.
Kawhi, if his head's on right and he's physically sound, you're right. He's one of those players. And I'm proud of you. You kept Average Al in the mix.
That was always. Absolutely. I always keep Average Al in the mix.
That's the little thing. Somebody's got to do all the little
things. Pissed he didn't beat Cleveland, so because I keep calling him Average Al.
But that's why I think that the LeBron stuff becomes intriguing for a lot of people. Because if you know Danny Ainge, you know that Danny will do stuff that you sit there and say, that doesn't make any sense. Danny will do it. Danny will take the risk. Danny looks at that upside and looks at his roster and sees certain things that a lot of people don't see. And he'll take some chances. So, no, this does not surprise me at all that Danny would do something
like that. No, I mean, people like responding saying, well, it just means that Danny likes what he sees from those kids later on in the year. Like, we don't know he's not making an offer to Kawhi.
He's actually got a stronger case now.
What do you mean? Like, I don't understand. What proof do we have that Danny's not going to make a run at this guy now?
You don't.
I think you got a stronger
offer now. No, you got more to give.
And your assets are better.
I'll give you another one with Danny that I think he sees through very clearly, and he spends a lot of time practicing around these players, which I think you get to know them and you get to know a little bit more of the feel of them. If you're looking forward to the Celtics and where they're all going, and we mentioned, so you get Kyrie back, you're going to get Haywood back next year, and I hate to bring up the ball distribution guy, you know, the shot distribution dude, but as he brings it up, the guy from Providence is kind of right. There is something to that. I think the one thing you've got to be concerned with for next year is, how is Rozier going to act when he suddenly doesn't touch the ball the way
he's
did before? Sitting on the bench. And you got to look at Tatum and you got to look at Jaylen Brown.
He's not going to be in a position to be an issue.
But if I'm Danny, I'm concerned about that because there are certain players that can come off the bench, other players who need to be part of the rhythm of the game or whatever. Those are the things he may be looking at. He may be looking at it and saying, okay, my team was this way this year, and these were the players in the last 2 months that got the playing time and were the nucleus of what we were doing. This is what we're going to be next year. Who fits? Who doesn't? What are the personalities? So you take a Jaylen Brown for an example. Does Jaylen Brown need to be the main focus? There are times if you watch Jaylen Brown play, usually in the first quarter, in which you sit there and say, oh, my God, this guy is incredible. And he puts up 16 points. Didn't he put up 22 points or 20 points in the first quarter of a game this year? And then suddenly he disappears. Because maybe Brad's trying to get other people involved, calling other numbers to try to get other people involved because maybe he's too ball dominant or whatever. So Danny looks at this stuff, I believe, and tries to figure out how guys are all going to fit. I think he's very good at breaking this all down. And he's done this in the past of getting guys to fit and guys have to sacrifice their game. The last big three had to do some of that. He's really good at that.
To me, that was Danny winking at San Antonio. Like, I'm at the end of the bar.
Trying to take him for kicking tires.
Well, yeah, it was like
kicking tires. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I think you're a very handsome man. I'm a very good-looking guy. I think there's a lot of potential. And this is the courting process.
Like a gay courting?
No, it's just whatever. I mean, I can call another guy handsome and not want to have sex with him, Glenn.
I didn't say sex.
You said gay.
It's a gay. You're implying sex? Doesn't necessarily mean sex. That's you.
No, that's you. You, ding, ding, ding. All you.
I thought you were talking about Danny with the other guy. Good-looking guy. What? Whatever
you said, Spider.
Okay.
I have no idea
what you're talking about.
But...
you know, I think he's really good at this, but you're right. He might have been kicking tires.
It was some baloney, weak offer.
But does he still feel that way?
Is it an
infatuation with Kawhi Leonard? That is the question, Lou. Does he still look at this thing? Because he's got the pieces more so than any team in the league.
I find it hard to believe that Danny Ainge would make an offer after a player that he's not infatuated with. I just don't think he would do business like that. Oh, we could just use him and see if we can steal him? No. You know, I think if you're making an offer for him,
he's
got to
fit into what you're doing.
Then you want him.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not so sure anything's changed.
Interesting.
Other than the fact that your assets have become more valuable.
So think about this now. In the last week, we have had LeBron James coming to Boston on the table, and now Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Well, that one was realistic. Right. That one actually
was a deal back in February, an attempted deal by Danny Ainge. So you question now with Wojnarowski whether this is still on the table. But if you read the whole article, it sounds to me like San Antonio really has some issues of trying to take care of stuff, repair the relationship with Kawhi Leonard. It sounds like a mess. How about this one? This line that I read, once teammate Tony Parker publicly declared that his own quad injury was 100 times worse than Leonard's. The former Defensive Player of the Year started to feel a sense of siege in San Antonio.
A sense of siege.
And soon after, in late March, he left the team for the rest of the regular season in the playoffs. He was working
out in New York.
He was working out in New York City. Tony Parker, who's like 1 foot out the door now, is sitting there going, what is he talking about? My quad was 100 times worse, and he can't even play with us?
Yeah, that's always the problem. The guys on your team are calling you out for being soft.
I think that's what's going on there. That's why I think San Antonio.
What did Manu say?
Is only trying to keep him on the hook until they can work out a deal with him, which I don't see why he would sign a deal with him. So now they can make a trade and get value for him.
A lot of this stuff I also feel it really kind of revolves around LeBron. It looks like LeBron to LA, especially if you look at the odds where LeBron James is going. Like that seems to be it.
LeVar Ball's already.
Oh,
given
that's
us,
right.
He's banked on.
He has.
Well, yes. Well, I mean, if he's got the squad together
to win a championship.
Guys, I don't know, but I'm watching ESPN last night, SportsCenter, and I see LeVar Ball
back in the mix.
I said, "How is he back?
How did
he's
they let
15
him back in the
minutes
country?
Or over?
Why did they take his passport? From
Lithuania. Get well, my house no, no, up
he's,
there.
He's prepping Jello for the draft, that's and he's got is. Mello coming through
he's,
next.
He's not getting.
He's ready to go.
He's not getting drafted.
He's not getting
Lemon Jello.
He's I mean, what is he?
He's
a second round fringe at best.
Well, if you're LeVar. You better hope
he's
that he doesn't get drafted.
Summer league superstar, yeah. D league guy, yeah. Whatever. Some random team that he's, and he probably won't even be the best guy on that team.
If you put Lonzo, Jello, and LeBron, you win a championship.
He calls it. He's got to win it.
Here's where he's missing the point. Where he doesn't get it. He might get his wish, and Lemon Jello might end up with the Lakers only because nobody else is going to draft him in the first two rounds, and so. He might be able to go to camp with the Lakers if the Lakers are willing
to take him. As a ball boy.
Right.
The guy that rebounds and passes the ball out.
Where's the G League?
Here's the biggest fear I would have if I were LeVar. First of all, when's the first shipment of those shoes coming off the turnstiles? The second one I would worry about is I would worry that LeBron goes out there and says, trade his ass out of here.
Yeah.
Please do me a favor. I want a veteran. How about to do this? Chris Paul's not happy in Houston right now because I'm not going to Houston. See the story yesterday? Apparently he hates Houston. That's the latest.
Because he knows that there's an opening. There could be an opening in L.A.
So he's going to try to get Chris Paul to go to the Lakers. And they will trade away Lonzo Ball.
Yeah. Yep.
And LeVar will be visiting him in Indiana.
Isn't it funny? Like, all of a sudden, Chris Paul hates Houston.
Yeah.
Like,
LeBron's free. Yeah, everybody
LeBron's
starts
free.
Hating
I hate Harden. He's an a-hole.
Yeah, Lakers can trade for Kawhi, too.
LeBron James going to L.A., but it's not going to be LeBron and the current crop of characters that are on that team.
Will not. It'll be veterans.
It will be a boss team. Yep. It will be a team where you say, holy crap,
veterans.
How the hell they
yep.
pull it off?
Yep, that's what it'll
happen.
And you
got 3 years.
And they will trade him and Randall and all these other guys away.
Guys.
They'll all get traded away to get those
guys. That's it. Yep. Done. Get them all out of there.
They'll get some veteran player on a weak team, a bad team, who will be happy to take Lonzo Ball and build for the future. That's
Magic Johnson is going to be offering Starbucks as franchises as
Sony
part of the
Theaters.
Deal. I will give you two Starbucks. I will give you movie theaters. He doesn't even have the movie theaters anymore.
He doesn't have movies. He sold the movie theaters.
No, he's into everything though, right? Dodgers. Okay, you guys like the Dodgers. I'm going to give you a little
season
piece of
tickets.
That also.
We'll give you a little luxury.
No,
box.
You got to give him a piece of it. No. Somehow the San Antonio Spurs are going to own a piece of the Dodgers. Explain how that works, and then I'll give you a high
five. All right, so there's the latest. Wojnarowski, Wojo, basically saying that Danny tried to do a deal with the San Antonio Spurs for Kawhi Leonard back at the trading deadline. Does Danny still have interest in working that deal out? San Antonio's got to do something here in the offseason with him. 617-779-7937.
Intelligent sports talk for New England, even if not everyone agrees 100% of the time.
Glenn, with all due respect, I can't believe some of the dumb stuff that comes out of your mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kyrie Irving. And I see Jason Tatum. And I see Jaylen Brown. And Al Horford's already getting paid, and he's balling. And Rozier and Marcus Smart on the come-up. And we know how Danny Ainge rolls. We know how Danny Ainge does business, how he does things. You see some young cats on the come-up. Trevor Rozier's making $3 million. $3 million, okay? Marcus Smart is sitting up there talking about,
I think I'm worth at least $14 million a year. And I would support him because of what he does on the defensive end of the floor. His game, their game seven performance notwithstanding, both those brothers could play. I'm proud of them. What I'm saying to you is this. $14 million or $3 million combined, that still doesn't come up to what half of what Kyrie Irving is worth in today's market.
I have no idea what Stephen A. is going there. I have no clue. See, I'm more interested in stuff that he said at Snoop Dogg's show. Because on Snoop Dogg's show...
What show is this?
The Double G News Network. That's GGN.
That's not a real show.
What are you talking about?
It's not a real show.
Is there some, so apparently... Snoop Dogg show. Apparently...
I thought he had like a game show.
I don't know.
No, he's got a game show,
right? He does do a game show. Yeah,
this,
he does.
This isn't from the game
show. No, this is not the game show, right, Paul? This is different. He's got a different show.
Okay.
So,
like a would you rather type of thing.
So he had Stephen A. on.
Yep.
And he asked Stephen A. what we all want to know. What part of a female's anatomy...
That was a little bit more. It was a few more questions. Like a lead up to that.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Play it.
Right, hot or cold?
Hot or cold?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that question. What do you mean?
Hot or cold?
Well, hot. I'll go with hot.
Tacos or burgers?
Burgers.
Ass or
Always ass. That's true. I'm going to answer that. I mean, I know I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Okay.
I mean, we all know that.
Bottoms up.
All right.
And that is true because he's a it's like he like advertised that. Like he's talked on his show off air about his affection for the bottom side of women.
So what
like
is
he's a rump chaser.
What does Walt Disney have against the bottom feeders?
Well, I mean it's the fact that he actually has to admit that he likes
a bottom feeder?
Yes, I mean his explanation of it is priceless. I love it, but he's a bottom feeder. I mean, aren't you?
Aren't we all?
I'm a bottom feeder.
I mean, I think we all are. Aren't
we all?
At some point. Yeah,
I mean, I know I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
That's beautiful.
He's probably called in. Disney probably called him in. Oh, you can't do that, you know? You can't
he's the only one who can do it.
Can't let Snoop Dogg take you down that path.
Yeah, you know, just hanging out with Snoop Dogg, he's going to force you to say something like that's inappropriate. We can't have you on our show.
Hot or cold?
Yeah, I don't get that one. Hot or cold? What do you mean? Like, who wants to be cold? At one point in time, would you ever want to be cold?
No, we're freezing cold in the studio every single day, and we hate it.
What are we moving around the house? Would you rather be way too hot or way too cold?
But is that what it is? Like temperature?
I'd rather take stuff off than put it on.
What is temperature? Yes. There are different ways you can look at.
Would
hot
you rather
and
be
cold.
Naked? If you had the choice of being naked or like you know covered up like an Eskimo,
yeah.
What would you rather have?
Yeah, you don't want to see.
It depends on who's looking. Are there certain things you'd rather eat cold than hot? Are we talking about food? Are we talking about?
Yes, yeah.
What was the other question? Was there another question?
Tacos or burgers?
Tacos or burgers.
Is part of the show like, do you have to be stoned to be on the show?
Yep.
I think so.
I think
like, take this hit now before we go at me. We're going down this crazy road right now.
Their big sponsor is Potcoin.
Yeah, Potcoin.com. Rodman's on as the next guest. Yes, he's going to be.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Rodman actually got a thank you yesterday, heard from the White House.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, apparently. Do we have it?
For bringing people together?
Paul, I didn't expect you to have it.
For bringing two worlds together?
Whoa.
Paul's freaking out today. I didn't ask for this.
Did you hear him?
He freaks out.
Did you hear him scream at you just now?
I heard.
Lucy.
Because I was pushing the button.
Can you? Stop being so shy. All right. Can you please explain the tone and the volume that came out of that studio when I walked by and Paul's response to Glenn?
It was very loud.
Okay.
It scared me.
Yes. Scared you, right? You felt nervous, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's not like he does this every day, but he was very angry at Glenn.
Yes. And because what was Glenn doing, by the way?
He was holding down the talk back button.
Because I was talking to him.
Mm, something that a veteran should know because he can't do everything you want him
he
to do.
He can do anything he wants.
You keep your finger on the talk back button.
He can do anything
button.
He wants.
Lucy, explain what the issue is, though.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
We're going to have Lucy.
Lucy doesn't want to talk.
Paul,
I don't want to do
Lucy
it.
Lucy explained it for you.
The
now,
issue
right?
is that Paul can't talk while Glenn is holding down the talk back button.
In other words, he can't multitask.
That's simple.
Okay, never mind. I'll do it.
He can't multitask.
What Glenn's saying is
there's like 5 seconds left and he's like, get this sound. It's the just get it ready. We're going to go to it. And he's just talking. I already know what he wants. It should be a 3-second thing. Get the sound. I can't hear anything. So I can't get the clip of Stephen A. whatever speaking gibberish ready because you just keep your damn finger on the button. Hey, Paul, so it goes silence in the studio, so I'm in here screaming, shut the F up as loud as I can.
So your issue is Glenn talking too much?
Just holding, yes. Yes.
Okay, that's Paul, interesting. That's never been a problem before.
You got to be able to multitask.
Shut up sometimes and let me do the thing.
You got to be able to multitask.
Yeah, I can't do any tasks until you let go of the finger
button. Trust me, Lou and I could put Christian in there at 1 o'clock.
See how aggravating that is? Can't hear anything.
We could put Christian.
You know, do you realize that he's never wrong?
We could put Christian in there at 1 o'clock.
Do you realize that he's never wrong?
And it would work just fine.
You've realized that, right? You realize that, right? So we called him out early, like 3-4 times.
He doesn't go along with
the bit. He gets embarrassed and ashamed that we called him out because he was a theater major.
All he has to do is say, "Oh, I didn't know that happened."
I'm not paid.
I'm gonna save you right now.
You want to run the buttons? You could run the buttons.
Something is being proposed in California that I've been waiting my whole life for.
Ooh,
and I thought could happen.
It
shouldn't be a tease. It's not a tease. We just want it's real quick.
So you're moving back?
Yeah, no, because I don't want to talk about it at the top of the hour. But real quickly. Like, have you seen that there's this new radical idea of splitting up the state of California?
Yeah, good luck.
And it has nothing to do with an earthquake.
Northern California.
We used to think that an earthquake would happen, it would just do it on its own. Like Southern California, like Los Angeles, Monterey, all those areas, the cool areas, the areas everybody wants to be around, that would be split.
We need to build a wall.
And Northern California, you know, like the San Franciscos, the Sacramentos of the world, that should be part of Oregon anyways. But no, that's going to be its own state. And what they're going to call Southern California, which is basically all the crap, like Bakersfield, Fresno.
San Diego's not crap.
No, that's the thing, though. So they threw him a little bone, but that's going to be taken over by Mexico. The wall's going to be San Diego's now going to be given to
Tijuana's going to be
Tijuana's
downtown.
Tijuana's now going to be a new school district in San Diego.
You know, so what are they going to name the state? Newtown will be Tijuana.
They're just Northern California. California is going to be basically L.A. Okay, that's where all the money is anyways.
Yeah, Northern California should be another country.
Northern California just turns into Northern California. It becomes its own state, I guess.
I'm sick of California anyway. I wish it would drift off on its own. Why? High taxes. Because it's misrun. Misrun. They've destroyed the entire state. Right? They've messed it all up.
And they still yet have the ability to wave their finger at everybody else.
Wave the finger at what? What are they waving the finger at?
Oh, they would say we're doing it wrong.
These maggots make me sick.
Yeah, that. They need more Jerry Callahan.
Jerry would be on my side.
That's the problem.
Jerry would love to see it. Robert De Niro, what would happen to him? He'd drift off out in a raft somewhere in the Pacific Ocean.
He may just disappear.
Yeah.
He may just disappear. He's never going to get an invite to the White House. Yeah. So, anyway,
what's his name? Punchy.
I just saved him.
Thanks for saving me. We're going to take a break. Yeah, I love the way you saved me. Could you save Paul in the 1 o'clock hour? Sit behind the control board.
On his own.
Push a bunch of buttons, okay? Hey, Paul, let's push a button and go to a break right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.